FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
Everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here in the rain. I was going to say the rain and sunshine, but I've not seen sunshine in days. For FC Live, it's FC United against Curzon Ashton this afternoon in the National League North. James Quinn is with us, as is Stato Paul. Come to you first, Paul. We've just seen the signing of Elliot Samoj, as pronounced by PA announcer Tim. He's signed a new contract with FC United, and That's a pretty big rise to prominence there from those early appearances against North Ferry last season.
Yes, he's come to a lot of clubs' attention whilst he's been playing in the first team this season, and to his credit, or his agent's credit, or both, he's decided to sit tight and try and forge out a career with us for the time being. So our gain is a lot of other clubs' losses, because we know he is coveted. We've heard Hereford fans and York fans talk about him. I've been seeing him for the first time. So he's obviously making a big impression in the game.
And another signing who's in the starting lineup. He's on the substitutes bench though. That's Chris Sharp. And one thing that me and you have been discussing, and I know it's been discussed on forums and message boards and that kind of thing as well. A plan B. Does FC United need a plan B? Well, Chris Sharp's coming. That looks like plan B.
Yeah, he's a big man. We hope he's going to put himself about when he gets on the pitch and make a nuisance of himself. One of the problems we've had is that our passing game is second to none. But when it doesn't produce goals, then we have to look for something else to add to it. I'm sure he won't abandon the passing game. I don't think we're going to go essentially quick transition. But when the balls go into the box, then we will be looking to the likes of somebody like Sharp to get on the end of them.
I like this quick transition business. You mean direct? Is that what you
mean?
Don't,
we're not allowed to say long ball anymore. It's quick transition. That's the terminology. been sat too long with the manager, I think. That's the problem.
Just before we get to this game, because Chris Sharp will probably come on, I'd imagine, during this next 90 minutes. Just a reminder of that record stat, the best stat of the season thus far, in my opinion, Paul. The record is... Oh, Roy Sewell's here, everyone. Roy, hello. We're all right. Pat yourself down. We'll be over to you in a second. Right, the best stat, 43 different players used in the season. That's the record.
Equals the record.
If Chris Sharp comes on.
Yeah.
So...
The other one, it's our 700th game in competitive football.
Is it really?
Yeah. We've won 53%. And the other thing I'll tell you is, between us and Curzon... Both clubs combined have played 18 home games in the league and won one.
And FC United, the crucial thing is, the worst home record in the league. We haven't won a single league match all season. That's got to change sometime. And Renault said, both last week in the spare of the moment and last night, a bit more composed, we will win this game today. So that's
both these teams have won four aways. So dangerous game for us again.
And the other thing to add, Paul, just before you go, obviously this is the first time... Curzon have played without John Flanagan in his seven seasons, so they could have a new management bounce here, potentially.
It could go either way. It could be a lift for the players, because the results have been a bit indifferent this season, obviously. Or it could be that they miss him, and they're looking to him for leadership that isn't there.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Stato Paul. We'll hear more from Paul at half-time, when Woodsow will also be joining us. Only the best commentary team for you, dear FC Live listeners at home, the Armchair Army, and ConstructiveCoding.com, bringing you this coverage this afternoon. Also, a special thanks to our match sponsors this afternoon. The match sponsors, the North Manchester Sports and Activity Forum, do a lot of great work in and around Broadhurst Park and in North Manchester more generally. A big thank you to the North Manchester Sports and Activity Forum. Roy Sewell is with us.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Where have you been? Where have you been this morning?
This morning I've been down Cheshire Way at Crewe.
Wow. And then he's honoured us with his presence.
He sounded a bit like the Prime Minister then, didn't he? This morning I've had meetings with ministerial colleagues and others.
The thing is, Roy makes actual public appearances. So yeah. Thank you for joining us, Roy.
And it also makes sense.
And he's also got a plan B. Anyway, so enough about that. James joins us as well. James, you've missed a few games due to acting commitments. Firstly, how was JB Shorts?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, we had a great time. We had great response and a really good mix of shows. This time we had an opera, we had a show about World War One. Paul there, I think, saw the show, so he'd be able to be more objective, but we had a good time doing it. Thank you very much.
Excellent stuff. And same again next year?
It will be in March. It will be the 10th anniversary. It will be JB Shorts Reloaded, which will be six kind of
classics.
Hopefully favourites,
yes,
of from the 120 that we've done.
Excellent.
Over the past 10 years.
Don't forget, you can get in touch with us at FCUM Radio, station at fcmradio.co.uk. You can also text us 0161 850 1878. You can also text Swampy on the usual number, who then, for some reason, forwards me the messages. Well, we're so kind. Kind-hearted bunch of the volunteers here at FC Radio. Let's talk about this afternoon's game. What are you both expecting? Firstly, you, Roy. Curzon Ashton, obviously, missing John Flanagan.
Yes.
And that's made big waves out in non-league, hasn't it? Because that was a shock, that, wasn't it? Really?
If you want my summing up of it, it's a head wobbler. I can't quite get my head around the decision, but obviously it was made for a reason. Whether or not we are privy to that, you know, at some later stage is another thing. But considering what John works with and how hard he works actually bringing these players in, because it is very similar to myself in the fact that we get off our jacks and we go out and we look for players.
If we compare New Mills to Curzon Ashton, it was only a few years ago you were tussling with each other for promotion out of step four, and if you know budgets were stretched a bit further, you could have been in the National League, the National League North, if it went that way. But it was a great achievement what's happened at Curzon over the last 10 years. Or
oh,
so.
Tremendous! Yeah, and you know, John, as well as obviously, you know, the people that run it, you know, and not forgetting that they are volunteers. You know, there's no paid staff there. You know, they've done tremendously well. They've done tremendously well to actually stabilise themselves mid-table in this division. I mean, you can't take that away from John Flanagan, you know, for whatever reason.
Well,
and I just hope that, you know, John gets sorted out, you know, somewhere, you know, that he feels comfortable with. And people back him, you know, and back his judgment.
Well, Neil Reynolds on the pitch there, doing his customary applause to the supporters, and PA Tim in fine voice. So it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's match. It's FC United against Curzon Ashton in the National League North. Station at fcmradio.co.uk, Twitter FCM Radio. We're also going to be perusing the Solis One forum. But it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. It's Roy Sewell, but first, here's James Quinn.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on a very wet, grey afternoon here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United versus Curzon Ashton, 4 points separating them at the moment. FC in the relegation zone, third from bottom, and Curzon Ashton not far ahead of them, and the turmoil at Curzon Ashton, as we were just discussing with John Flanagan, a long-standing manager, being replaced this week. So interesting times ahead for them. Well, let's go through the teams. I'll give you the Curzon team, and then I'll let Roy give you the FC team. In goal for Curzon Ashton, Cameron Mason, 2 Danny Morton, 3 Cameron McJanet, 4 the skipper Jonathan Hunt, 5 Jack O'Leary, 6 Muhammad Ali, 7 Joe Guest, 8 Rashid Balder, 9 Ryan Brook, 10 Oliver Crankshaw, 11 Christopher Rowney, and on the bench for the visitors, Niall Cummings, Mason Fawns, Daniel Shaw, Luke Wall and Luke Merrill. And Roy, the FC lineup.
Yeah, FC are playing in the customary red shirts, white shorts and black socks. And in goals we have Lloyd Allison, number 2, Joel Senior, number 3, Caleb Richards, number 4, Steve O'Halloran, number 5, Chris Lynch, number 6, Mike Potts, who's the captain, number 7, Elliot Samuels, number 8, Josh Wallen, number 9, Tom Pears, number 10, Kurt Willoughby, number 11, Mike Donahue. The substitutes are number 12, Chris Sharp, number 14, Jan Palinkas, number 15, Ryan White, number 16, Jack Bannister, number 17, Theo Brayley.
And a minute's applause for a member of the FC United team. Not the on-field team, I should say. Applause there for Peter Lee, former photographer at FC United. And Curzon Ashton in a very fetching high-vis light green shirt, black shorts, and similarly high-vis light green socks with a little squiggly black stripe going down half of the sock.
Do you want the official name for that colour?
Yes, please.
Neon.
Neon?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? We still have a cat called Neon.
Leon or Neon?
Neon.
Neon.
Yeah, it's like those old stylish highlighter pens. Very similar, the colour. Is it?
Oh, I can't tell, yeah.
And is it neon or neon green? Is it just neon?
No, it's just a highlight.
Yeah. And, well, Curzon Ashton have done that thing of changing ends, so the FC will play into the SMRE in the first half. And that means that's just a minor psychological victory for the visitors there. Just unsettling FC.
Make them uncomfortable.
Taking them away from what they like to be. And FC with a big task today after a kind of honeymoon period, those first six games unbeaten. Things not going so well. Been rather unlucky perhaps in the last three games, but need to get back on track as they are back in the relegation zone. An interesting challenge for them today with Curzon Ashton, new coach, and always a time when players pull the socks up, so to speak. They've got a new coach to impress, so extra dimension to the challenge facing FC United this afternoon as Willoughby prepares to get us underway. The referee blows his whistle and away we go.
Well, now we're talking about who's in charge at Curzon, James, and the ball's just gone out of play. Matt Bradshaw, he's a decent footballer who's as a pro at Blackpool. And he's worked at Curzon for a number of years, in the academy. So, the lad has a footballing background.
Indeed, as FC Potts has it about 35 yards out. He's pressed heavily. He has to play the ball way back there to O'Halloran on the halfway line, wearing the number 4 shirt. The Irishman, that's a good ball out to the left. Oh. Just a bit too much on it. And Caleb Richards couldn't quite get on the end of that. So, Caleb Richards, new signing from Norwich. Chris Sharp, as we were discussing earlier, another recent signing from Staley Bridge, target man, but on the bench for now. As flick out onto the left-hand side there, and FC win a corner there. That was Donoghue. He's out there back from injury, and he'll now prepare to take this corner.
And I would say, we've just seen that diagonal ball go across and skip off the surface there. I think FC need to watch for this. The fact is, they hit the ball at goal and it'll travel.
Cross coming over, it's played back there. Caleb Richards, decent ball in! And it's gone in, it's a goal! And it's the number 8, Josh Wallen, who's been excellent for FC of late. And FC United straight into the lead, exactly what the manager would have wanted, the response that he would have wanted. Fine cross there from Richards. It was played back from the corner there. He had plenty of time and space. Perfect delivery. And Wallen did the rest. Keeper got a hand to it, but just couldn't keep it out there, Cameron Mason. 1-0 FC United. And we're in, the second minute?
Yeah, and to be honest, it was a powerful header. The keeper did delay it going in, but it was really right down at his feet, and it was a bit of a difficult one to actually claw out.
Excellent start for the home side, as that's a long ball played there for Joe Guest. Joe Guest plays it back, but FC now have possession, but they lose possession. Guest with a low cross in, that's going to be no problem for Allinson. Going to be a skiddy ball today, very wet here at Broadhurst Park. And O'Halloran now plays it forward. On the turn was Michael Donoghue. Plays it in field now. Wallen plays it back, the Australian. Now it's back with O'Halloran again, deep inside his own territory. Wallen plays it back to Lynch. Chris Lynch checks, plays it back to Allenson. Desperately looking for 3 points today, FC United, and they're on the right track so far. Josh Wallen, the goal scorer. Square ball to Lynch, back to Wallen. Still deep inside his own half is Wallen. Threads it through. And that's Piers who dropped deep to collect that one. Lynch under a bit of pressure.
Yes.
And that was good pressing there from Oliver Crankshaw. And wins a throw in for his side. That's taken quickly. Lynch is out jump, but the header from Brooke will go out for a goal kick to FC United.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about, you know, the surface earlier. The fact is, like, you know, players' footing as well will play a big part in this, you know, so hopefully, you know, people have got the right footwear on to keep themselves on the feet rather than on the backside.
As FC have it there, it slips under the feet of Potts there. He has to play that back to Allenson. He'll be under a bit of pressure and he'll be hurried. Again, that was good pressing. That's gone out for a throw in. FC just a little bit casual there at the back. Throw in. And it's going to be Janet who takes this one. On the turn is Balder. Balder plays that slightly wayward ball back there, which Danny Morton will have to retrieve. Danny Morton on the right-hand side of defence. Oh. Rather a sliced pass there. That'll go out for a throw into FC. Midway inside their own half. Quickly taken by Richards. Richards threads it inside. Now Wallen has it. Again, he's under pressure. And no fouls as the referee. But once again, this excellent, sharp pressing from Curzon, meaning FC really do have to have the wits about them. Piers now in the Curzon half. Plays it back. Wins a throw in.
And Crankshaw, who actually made the challenge there, feels a little bit unjust that he didn't get a free kick out of that, which he possibly could have done with a different official.
But yes, indeed, he might. But it's Joel Senior with a throw-in now. And it's Piers back to Senior. That's Simo, as he's just signed that permanent contract. Well, not permanent, but contract. And it's a free kick to FC in a decent position here. Right-hand side. About about 6 metres from the byline, and Donoghue is the man who's going to take this one. Senior's close by, but I think Donoghue will get the nod. And plenty of red shirts lining up here. Can FC double their lead so early in the piece here? Donoghue's cross, inviting there towards the far post. It's headed unconvincingly, and Potts tries one, but he can't get over it. And it goes way over the top.
Yeah, he got under it on his weaker side, shall we say, because he is right-footed. And the ball came out to him. Didn't get cleared properly there by the Curzon defence. And, you know, they'll have to start clearing their lines properly if they're going to clear their lines so that they don't have second chances for FC United.
Yeah, it was a weak header out by Ali there, which gave Potts the half chance. And it's a throw-in to FC United, which is just inside their own half. And Richards, the man, who's going to take this one. Surveys his options, plays it there to Shimoes. And nice play on the left-hand side there. FC have it. Flicked in nicely. Shimoes again. Tries to thread it down the left-hand side, but Morton intervenes. But it's a throw-in to FC United. Some very fleet-footed football there from the home side. His throw-in's taken. Simoes has it. Plays it back out. Now it's Potts, about 35 yards out. He'll spread this out. Decent-looking ball there, but having been very attentive at the far end there, Crankshaw, he's on hand to help with the defending then. Brings it up the left-hand side, but can't control it. Throwing FC United just inside.
Yeah, great little ball of Potts there inside the full-back. A testing ball, and but Curzon managed it well.
Simoes on the turn. Now it's Piers, plays it out to Senior. Senior's about 15 yards inside Curzon territory, right hand side. The ball gets played back though, but to Lynch, back in his own half. Square ball to O'Halloran, and look at Christopher Roney staring towards O'Halloran, making him play. But it, and that's a decent idea there from Willoughby, to try and put Caleb Richardson on the left-hand side, but couldn't quite complete the pass, and Ali will hoof this clear. O'Halloran there can't quite control his header, and it's muscled though. Well, the referee gives a free kick there, and it looked like shoulder to shoulder to me, but the opinion of the referee is a little bit too robust there from Ryan Brook. Free kick to FC United, quickly taken. Lynch has it now midway inside his own half, bringing it forward. A shaven headed figure, that's a decent looking ball towards Pierce, but just a bit too much on it, and it goes harmlessly through to Cameron Mason.
Yeah, see, with these through balls, you're going to have to have an early touch on them just to kill it and control it, because it's coming off the floor here like a bullet.
Oh, good turn. Crankshaw well in this game there, but he, Kurt Willoughby there tracking back, doing some good defending. O'Halloran now threads it through. Ooh, but it's it. Ali there intercepts well, brings it forward. Three neon shirts ahead of him, but gives away possession, but it might fall for Curzon. It's Rowney gives it to all that loose possession there. It was Balder there, loses possession. That's a careless ball forward from FC there, and they'll go out for a throw in two. Curzon deep inside their own half. FC United 1, Curzon Ashton 0. Second minute goal by Wallen, separating the two teams at the moment. It's played forward. Now Potts on the left-hand side. Wins a throw-in quite cleverly there. And Wallen receiving the throw-in, but it's cut out there as Curzon Ashton try and bring it forward. Referee playing advantage. As Rowney on the right-hand side, wearing number 11.
Oh.
Poor ball, though. And mopped up by Potts here.
A bit of a misunderstanding, that, James, wasn't it?
Indeed it was, and that's for Senior. Senior controls it nicely on the halfway line. Right-hand side, Senior still has it. Tries to pump it through, but it's a bit of a nothing ball, that. And collected by Cameron Mason. It's FC United, maybe, since we've observed a more of a passing game from under the new regime, as it were, but a few more long balls being put in today. I don't know what that's to do with the conditions, making it harder to play the passing game, but we'll see how this unfolds.
Well, if they're going to do a longer ball in these conditions, they can't be straight and long, they've got to be diagonal, and hopefully hold up in the corners with, obviously, you know, a nice little bit of pressure and forward running.
Now Wallen, I beg your pardon, Pierce pursuing this to the byline. Oops. Tries to keep it in, it's a goal kick.
Some latest scores elsewhere. Alfreton 0, Spennymoor 1, and Kidderminster just taking the lead against Brackley. It's 1-0 at the Agra.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome, Mike.
Goal there. Goal kick to Curzon. And can they create some chances to fashion an equaliser here? Well, early on in this game,
I'm looking how the formation is here. I mean, they've got the lad up front, Brooks, Ryan Brooks, who's a very capable goal scorer, I might add, but they need someone who's going to support him that little bit quicker from the midfield area.
Seniors.
It looks as though it might be Crankshaw.
Senior clears, there's a throw in to Curzon deep inside their own half. Cameron McJanet is the man who's taking this one. Forward it goes towards halfway. Senior gets a head on it. Another throw in, this time around about the halfway line. Janet's throw, but the referee doesn't like the position which Janet took it from. He did steal 4 or 5 yards there. And Janet will retake the throw in on the halfway line. And the referee being quite specific here. He wants him back further. Janet with the throw, picked up there by Balder, and that's Lynch's header. Simos tries to control it, adroitly passes it, but careless ball. It put Wallen in a bit of trouble there, but all as well that ends well for FC with the throw in.
It did have
inside
a
their
bit
own
of,
half.
It did have some problems there, but you know, like you've pointed out, Curzon have got this really high tempo pressure game to them, haven't they? And that's what's prevented them from actually getting the ball away and out in a movement.
Yeah, hard style of play to keep up for 90 minutes, isn't it?
It is.
As you've got the fitness as a keeper there, just has to get rid of the ball for Curzon quickly. McJanet gets past Simoes, now he's surrounded, manages to thread it through. Potts intervenes well. 35 yards out is Potts, getting closer to the 18-yard line, tries to thread it through, And Curzon managed to snuff it out. Curzon on the break. Lynch will intercept that. Now Potts has it halfway line out to Senior. Senior threads it down the line to Simmers. Simmers there with two men for company, but tries to bring it in for, and in the end, well, he's accused of doing some fouling there, which it's a little harsh, but that's the decision, and it's a free kick to Curzon.
See, Curzon have got two lads here in Chris Rowney and Joe Guest, and they're very influential. Chris Rowney starts getting onto this ball in the centre of the park. He'll release the likes of Joe Guest, and Guest has got a really sweet left foot, and he isn't playing on the right hand side of the midfield because he's going to go down the outside. He's going to cut in and let a few cannonballs go.
O'Halloran. That was Donoghue volleys it forward. It comes back to FC. Donoghue battling, but he's out fought on that one. Caleb Richards with a up and under. Simo is pursuing towards the corner flag. McJanet with some defending to do, and he wins a throw. Throw in. Janet taking just by his own corner flag, left hand side. Decent looking crowd in today on a wet Christmas shopping day. And Wallen tries to pass it through. Maybe he could have taken a touch there, but now Lynch with some defending to do at the other end, but does well. Now Fox is Crackshaw, and Lynch then makes a right mess of that and gives away a throw in.
A little bit of concentration lost there. But, you know, you're talking about today's weather. I tell you what a great day for football this is. So long as there's no breeze and wind about, this is absolutely tailor-made for a good game of football.
And Curzon having to pursue the game here. 1-0 down. The ball is played back there. Hunt, the skipper for Curzon, spreads it out right-hand side. Morton. Morton with Donoghue for company. And Donoghue doing a bit too much there. And that will be a free kick as Curzon now bring it forward from their own half. It was O'Leary. O'Leary has it, left footed, plays it back to his keeper. Piers there pressing. And now it's played out to Jonathan Hunt. Spreads it out to Morton. Morton will try and bring this forward. He checks on the halfway line, just by the touchline there. Plays it infield to Balder. And that's played forward. And defending to do for O'Halloran. Second ball picked up by Rowney. Rowney plays it in field. Guest. Rowney and Guest combining. The cross comes over from Brooke, but no one was there to pick it up. But they have it back now. But Janet, low crossing. Cut out. Oh, a misunderstanding there. FC and the Balder has it inside the FC area. He's got plenty of red shirts of company. Nice ball. That was a good idea, but he put too much on. Intended a through ball for Guest there.
I'll tell you what, there was a cross into the box there, and Senior's allowed it to run across his body. Got picked up by a Curzon player at the back post area there. If the back post area had been covered a little bit sharper, there was a goal scoring chance there. So Senior can't be lackadaisical and just let balls run across him without dealing with them.
Lynch with the clearance. Nodded back by Morton there, and then Caleb Richards half volleys it forward. Tidy little spell, but now Balder has it for Curzon. Threads it out nicely to Crankshaw, controls it now. Crankshaw about 30 yards out. He's got an overlap with McJanet, but he brings it inside. Oh, it's a beautiful looking ball, and Senior was alert. That was such a clever idea from Crankshaw, intended for McJanet on the overlap. And thankfully for FC United, Joel Senior saw the danger, but it's a throw in now. Just by the corner flag for the visitors as they look to get level here in this National League North contest. McJanet now right-footed cross, far post, and beat everybody. Guest will pursue, try and keep it in. Plays it back there. Donoghue doing some good work there and cutting that out. Throw in, though, to Curzon, quickly taken. And Morton, though, but he can't quite control it. It's cleared by FC, but Hunt has it halfway line. FC very deep at this particular moment. O'Leary, square ball to McJanet. McJanet down the line. And that will roll out harmlessly for a goal kick.
I can say one thing over this last 5 to 7 minutes. Curzon have kept possession of the ball and moved it around the park really, really well. And they look quite confident in the formation that they've got. Players seem to know, you know, the responsibilities and the areas they need to be in.
Potts. Donoghue still inside their own half. Nice ball out to the left-hand side. Richards, nice ball in Donoghue. Donoghue now. Down the line he goes. Oops. And he's brought, well, the latest of late tackles there. The ball had long gone by the time that tackle was made. I think it might have been Morton. But it's a free kick to FC United. Left-hand side, about 40 yards out.
It's Jonathan Hunt getting drawn out into a wide area that he's not accustomed to. And when centre-halves get out in them wide areas, they adapt to what they need to do. End of story.
Now Richards, considering what to do with this one. Square ball in. Wallen. Back to Lynch. Interesting that FC decided not to play that into the box there. Now Senior could maybe do just that, but that's much too close to Cameron Mason. And no danger. Clearance by Mason. High. Ooh, nicely won there. Good jump. I think it was from Brook, but they lose possession. Donoghue now battling on the right-hand side with Morton. And wins a throw-in, takes it quickly. Here's Brook. Brook plays it infield. Ooh, well intercepted there. But
great for...
Simmons. Oh, lovely ball up. Pierce, one-on-one. 2-0, surely. Great save. Good save from Cameron Mason. Funny little period of play where both sides kept losing possession. Could have been, but now Willoughby shoots wide. What do you think, Piers? Could have done better there?
I think he should have hit it earlier, because once he took that extra touch, he just gave himself a really sharp, angle. And it's, this is one of the tallest Curzon sides I've ever seen. To be honest, I mean, they're usually, smallish and compact. And the reason why I'm saying that is the goalkeeper is like 6'4". He just stretched his leg out as Pierce tried to find that bottom corner and just did enough to keep the ball out.
Simoes has it in his own half. He's under pressure from Crankshaw, but he keeps his balance very well there. Threads it through. Donoghue, nice give and go with Simoes. He can spread this out left, surely. But he hesitates. And now that's a disappointing from Simoes. I threw a first-time ball out to Caleb Richards on the left. Would have been... very fruitful, you think, but in any event, it's a throw into FC, which Richards will take. Simoes is close by, but the throw-in is taken. Pierce plays it back to Richards. Donoghue there on the left-hand side, but he's tackled. Throw into FC United again. About 25 yards from the corner flag, left-hand side.
Latest score from the Horsfall. Southport went 1-0 up. Bradford Park Avenue have just got an equaliser, one apiece.
Right.
Bradford Park Avenue, the leaders, of course. It's Simoes now. Simoes there, but he's outnumbered in the end as visitors try and bring it forward here. Balder there, but he gives the ball away. Now it's FC Potts, does nice work there, but then hesitates, loses possession. Curzon are just not giving FC any time on the ball, and FC, you feel, got to get wise to that. Well, Halloran wins it back. On the turn is Willoughby. Good tackle. Ooh, but a foul.
That's a good one.
Well, it looked a good tackle to me. Lynch thinks about taking it quickly, and the referee's allowing this. Willoughby shoots, and it's all a bit chaotic for FC there. They took a quick free kick. Willoughby tried a kind of half-hearted shot from almost the halfway line to catch the keeper out, hit a player. But anyway, Cameron McJanet brings it forward now for Curzon Ashton. Crankshaw, left-hand side, tackled by Simoes, goes out for a throw into Curzon, midway inside FC territory. Left-hand side as Curzon attack. Ali, square ball. Morton. On the turn is Ali. Threads it through there to Balder. Then Ali, first time ball, but O'Halloran picks it up and gives it straight back to Ali. And that's good, a decent looking ball, right hand side. It's played in nicely. His Guest with a cross. Oh, no, it isn't. It was, beg your pardon. But anyway, that cross was wayward in any event. And Senior now can bring it forward, right-hand side for FC United. Wallen, very deep, plays it back to Allenson. Hoofs it clear, that's sliced rather badly. And it's Crankshaw, he's all over the field, I can tell you. Right-hand side now, taking it towards the byline. Got Caleb Richards with him, wins a corner.
Yeah, he's going to have a bit of a test, Caleb, the lad on loan, because they've had three players out there at this moment in time. They've had Crankshaw, they've had Joe Guest, and they've had Rowney, all having a little feel down that right-hand flank. So sometime or other, he's going to have to stamp his mark on that position.
So, well, this is a corner. All the Kurznash on the edge of the box, waiting to do run into this, but it's a decoy. And now it's Balder. Balder there with low crossing. Oh, and it goes behind everyone. They're on a bit of a line there. Could have just done with someone who just held back a bit there, Curzon. So that was a decent idea. And that will be a throw into FC United, despite the protestations of Curzon and some of their fans. Mainly from their fans, I have to say. And it will be a throw-in that Senior will prepare to take. FC United 1, Curzon Ashton 0. We played 23 minutes here in this National League North fixture. Important for both sides. Now O'Halloran deep inside his own half, wearing the number 4. Threads it through. Slightly heavy touch there from Donoghue, but manages to play it back to Potts. Now Donoghue has a little bit of space in front of him as he takes it over halfway. He's got through.
Offside.
And Willoughby clearly offside there. Well, that was a little bit careless from the number 10. Lovely finish, which didn't count. But, yeah, just got to really be disciplined. And
well, he was watching the play, wasn't he, rather than his own position. And they stepped up, and he's still, like, at least 2 yards offside. But, like you said, it was a clinical finish. He found the bottom corner. And, you know, good strikers always finish them off, you know, whether they're pulled up by the referee or not. Always practice your finishing.
Even if it gets you a yellow card.
Well, if you do it in the right manner, you can usually sway the referees. Yeah.
So it's Donoghue. Donoghue. Oh, that's intended for Simoes, but Janet cuts it out. And that's a foul. And I think a little bit cross with himself there for catching his man and conceding that free kick. Halfway line. Balder spreads it out there. Crankshaw almost inevitably winning the ball. Back to Balder. I beg your pardon, to Ali. Ali threads it through, nice looking ball.
Oh.
And FC have it now with Guest. Guest out to Crankshaw now towards the corner flag. Crankshaw stays on his feet. Dice the cross in. And O'Halloran's on the right in position there to deal with that. Good defending. Throw into Curzon there by the corner flag.
Great defending because he was under a lot of pressure there off Ryan Brook.
Now Janet back to Crankshaw, put a crossing in, decent looking delivery again, but it was
O'Halloran again,
but he's conceded a corner. Curzon certainly is having the better of it in the last sort of phase of the game, you would say. And Guest is going to stroll over to take this corner ball,
left footed, and usually just drives them into that box for, you know, the big lads to get their heads on.
There's 6 neon shirts awaiting this one. And it comes left-footed. Good delivery there, but it was Potts who got ahead on it. Unconvinced. It gets back into the danger zone, but Allinson will collect.
Yeah, comfortable catch there for Allinson. To be honest, a bit of a poor header. Could have possibly headed it out towards the six-yard box, into the melee, and let them all battle for it.
And Potts again caught in possession. See, this is one thing that so you're going to have to look at. Reynolds and his team just being alert to the fact that you're never more than half a second away from a Curzon challenge. Unfortunate slip for Guest on the far side. Throw in FC United. They lose possession. Now it's Rowney back to Guest. And now it's Morton. Noel Morton there. Crossed wires there. Throw into FC United out on the far side.
Well, a big plus, I've got to say this. Curzon, you know, across the middle of the park, they're switching and rotating the players, but they're always keeping a good discipline and good shape and formation. And if they start switching and bobbing around there, they'll find themselves in space. So FC need to be really aware, you know, and have a little bit of leadership from the back to plug the holes.
Throw in then, far side. Down the line it goes. Morton's header still in play. So nobody can quite get a foot on this. Ashton have it for a moment, then it hits an FC play. It's played too strongly there. Simoes is just can't get on the end of that. It's cleared. And just, it's a throw in.
Just to give you another latest score, Altrincham 1, Telford 1. Telford have just got an equaliser.
Throw in to FC United on the left hand side as they defend. And a bit of after you from Lynch there. apologies for the sound effect, but I thought Allinson was going to be put under pressure, but managed to deal with it okay. Now it's Lynch. Simrose on the turn. Simrose through there. Donoghue. Donoghue can't quite get it out. Can get it out there, but it's too strong. Good intervention from Morton there.
Great pressure.
Morton's quick throw. Guest plays it back to Morton. Deep inside their own half, Curzon. Up goes Brook there, wins the header. It falls for Potts on the halfway line again. Oh, outnumbered. Guest right in there with the tackle. And he plays it back now. But good pressing from FC2 means the ball has to go all the way back to a Cameron Mason. That's nodded forward there. O'Halloran with the clearance. And nodded there by Piers for a throw into Curzon just inside FC territory. Alley fends off the challenge. Square ball inside to Balder there. Balder, can he spread this out? Now it will win Noel. That was an important challenge there from Senior. And now Simo's over halfway. He's just got one man ahead of him. He's still got the ball as Simo's, but
great
in the end,
tackle.
But it, ball breaks for Caleb Richards. Left hand side, he can bring this forward. Caleb Richards checks, plays it back to Potts. Potts. Potts now to Lynch. Momentum is lost by FC Lynch, has it halfway line. And O'Halloran. O'Halloran now to Potts. Down the line it goes.
Hey. I tell you what, Mohamed Ali, the number six, is it number six or number eight? Tremendous covering job in front of the two centre backs, and he's made some really telling tackles, interceptions, and he showed a great motor of pace there when he covered about 30 yards to get back over this side to delay Simoes on the right hand flank.
But Janet heads it there.
He's in there again.
Nodded forward. It's Ali, now it's Lynch, gets himself into trouble, takes too much time, tackled by Brook by the corner flank, and it goes, and that was a nice attempt there from Rowney, saved by Allinson. But I have to say, Roy, that FC over and over again are being caught in possession.
They've
got to learn the lesson, surely, that these players have been drilled to be at them every time they get the ball.
Yeah, and it's, to be honest, it's a weapon that they're using really, really well, because not only do they get the initial pressure in there, but they have the covering players to actually pick the loose ball up and an outlet to ping it out to. So like I say, you know, FC are going to have to do a little bit of work and a little bit of soul searching defensively from the backing leadership and talking communication, but also, you know, in awareness in the midfield areas.
Throw in McJanet. Oh, there's a player down now. What, has there something gone on? Lynch is spreading his arms, just saying, nothing to do with me, Governor. Well, we didn't see anything, but Brook is down, in, apparently in some discomfort. And the play has been stopped. And the referee just checking with him, does he need the physio? Doesn't look like it, so not an awful lot wrong with Brook, you have to say. He's got up now and he looks fine. Referee dealing with that calmly.
And Lynch has obviously been involved with some, because he's got that little smirky grin on his face that he has when he's been up to a little bit of devilment, shall we say.
I couldn't possibly comment, Roy. As the ball is played forward, Curzon have it, right-hand side, halfway line. Down the line it goes.
Well,
and O'Halloran again, he's been doing some good alert defending today.
He's done quality.
So, throw in to Curzon. It's a spread, spread to the other side. Crankshaw, almost inevitably, brings it infield. Chips it out to the right-hand side here. On the turn there, it's Ali, but he's outnumbered, but the ball will fall to the right-hand side, and Morton for Curzon spreads it out right-hand side. Curzon, and is that a fair tackle? Yes, it is. No, it's a plays advantage to the referee, but she... Ooh, but Crankshaw was offside. How frustrating, having... The free kick just having been given, been overlooked so that the referee could play advantage, and then literally 2 seconds later, a player is in an offside position. But frustration there for Curzon.
Alfreton 0, Spennymoor 3.
And Crankshaw was looking right across the line there, so it's, there's no excuse for that. You know, you've got to be aware of where your position is on the field, you know, at all times. Just a little check, and then if you have to adjust accordingly, then do so.
Long ball played, Piers. FC trying to get a foot on the ball, really, in this game, which they haven't had much in the last 15 minutes or so. First time volleyed pass. And and Allinson's come out here. This could be trouble, but luckily there was no direction on the half volley there. And Senior's just got to hoof this clear, surely. Allinson committed himself and could have put his team in trouble there. Now it's Potts, flicks it forward there. Willoughby will pursue and try and put O'Leary under pressure. O'Leary slips. And when Willoughby couldn't take advantage. Good recovery from O'Leary. Offside, but well, it was one of those, wasn't it, where we talked about the conditions. O'Leary just slipping there, maybe not having the ideal footwear on. Roy was talking about that earlier. But Willoughby, having won the ball, just could not get it out under his feet, really, to take advantage.
Well, a lot of these shoes nowadays, they are virtually shoes rather than football boots, you know. So if you want to wear slippers, don't be surprised if you slip.
Senior plays it back to Lynch. Rubbish. In turn, plays it back to Allinson. Played to the left-hand side, and this pressing game continued. O'Halloran, you see.
Yeah, he's got it.
And that's a good time. Windsor throw in there.
Great
by
pressure.
Brook. So, Morton. And Curzon made me a little disappointed to be 1-0 down in this game to that early goal. But now it's Guest. Just outside the box. Guest, patient there. Plays it there to Rowney. Ooh. Nice ball to Morton. Morton with a decent looking cross in. And important header this time from Senior, as Guest was raiding just behind him.
Great defensive header there. Again, what he's done is he's dealt with it rather than allow it to come across his body. He's done the right thing. He's conceded a corner. But like you say, Guest, I look at this game, and if Curzon start covering that back post area, FC may have a few problems.
So, corner ball, left hand side, right footed. Decent looking far post delivery, good punch from Allinson, decisive. It comes back into the danger area now from a Curzon foot, and it's
offside.
Spreading surely offside is Brook. Indeed he is, ball in the net, but doesn't mean anything.
Nope, nice little squeeze there, and to be honest, Brook wasn't aware of where he was neither, so you know, these little positional quandaries on the individuals, you know, we need to just work on them a little bit.
So FC United versus Curzon National League North action for you. 1-0 to FC United, brought to you in association with constructivecoding.com and you, the Armchair Army, and it's good to have your company this afternoon watching a very absorbing contest here at Broadhurst Park. And Morton has it now, plays it down the line, and that's good. That's a well-won throw-in by FC United, just what they need. Guest rather mysteriously thinks it's a throw-in to Curzon, even though it clearly came off his shins. And FC now 15 yards inside Curzon territory. Now then, play Willoughby. Willoughby on the turn. Played back. And FC now playing back in their own half, and there's O'Halloran has to play it quickly. Potts.
Some great pressure here off Curzon.
O'Halloran plays it forward, and they win it back to Curzon, but they can't quite complete possession, so to speak. And now O'Halloran has it back for FC United. We played 36 and a half minutes. The ball falls loose, and it will be a throw-in to FC United, 10 yards inside Curzon territory. Left-hand side as FC attack. Now Simo is on the turn. Nice play, but quick work there from Jonathan Hunt. Another throw-in to FC.
Yeah, no-nonsense centre-half. Jonathan does his job. He's a defender, and that's what he does, defend.
So Caleb Richards with the throw for FC United. Tries to thread it through, but it's cut out. Another throw into FC now, for much deeper though, back in their own half. And Richards again will prepare to take this one. FC, they just need to just wrest some of the initiative from Curzon. Now it's good work from Caleb Richards. Beat a couple of men, brings it infield, and his end is foul. He drew that foul.
That's got to be a card.
Well, Curzon player responsible. Rowney protesting, but he's going into the book, and he's maybe think he got some of the ball, but he certainly didn't get all of it. And that's all they could do there, because that was a fine run from Caleb Richards. He outstripped a couple of them, and in the end they thought damage limitation, but it's a free.
It was a good positive move. He spotted the space in front of him, made a grab for it, went in there, and like I say, it's a little bit of a mistimed tackle rather than a malicious tackle.
Wallen's cross in, and it was O'Halloran, and I think got head on that and just wide. Decent delivery.
I think he lost sight of that, to be honest there, James.
What, O'Halloran?
Yeah, he came over the top of a couple of defenders, and although he was moving into it in a covering position, it came at him a little bit sharp. I think if he'd have seen it coming, he'd have put his head right through that, because, you know, he's a decent lad. Yeah, bloody hell, yeah, without a doubt.
And that's nodded forward. O'Halloran now back defending, nods it back into Curzon territory. That comes off a Curzon player, I thought, and indeed it does, throw into FC United, 15 yards or so inside Curzon territory. Senior on the right-hand touchline with this throw-in. Piers wants it, gets it, back to Senior. Senior brings it infield. Ooh, oh, again, you see, trying to thread through to Potts, but Brooke was way ahead, and now, oh, what a great ball now, Brooke. Oh, and what a weak effort after a great through ball from Rowney. Now FC trying to bring it back forward straight away. Simo is there under pressure. Simo still has it. Can he get a pass out? Well, there was an option there to his right, to Donoghue, but he chose not to use it. FC still in possession, but deep inside their own half.
Three Curzon lads there hounding him. You know, wherever he did a twist, a turn, there was another one there. Twist and turn, another one there. Well, they've obviously worked at this style of play.
So Curzon now have it back in their own half. O'Leary back to Cameron Mason, who slices his clearance very badly, and it's a throw in to FC round about the halfway line on the left hand side, far side, just under the TV gantry here at Broadhurst Park. FC desperately looking for 3 points today, so far on course with a 1-0 lead. Willoughby plays it back, Potts now, Lynch plays it forward. Oh, poor ball cut out by McJanet. Now Lynch is under a little bit of pressure from Balder, but FC play it out nicely. Definitely well done there by Donoghue. Foul there. Pretty clumsy challenge, really, by Muhammad Ali. And he's just going to have a little word, I think, the referee this time.
It was clumsy. To be honest, Piers just let the ball run that little bit further and was about to sort of meg himself as Muhammad Ali lost sight of the ball and basically just clumbered right into the back of him.
I love the word clumbered. Good word. Now it's Willoughby back to goal, 35 yards out, and a senior. This will go back. Lynch.
It looked like a clumber, though, didn't it?
Well, I think it's a great word. Believe me, I'm all for expanding the vocabulary of the British language. English language, I should say. Well, I think it's the British language, as far as I'm aware. But throw in to Curzon Ashton. Down the line, this will go. Good work from Potts. Oh. They never really have it for very long, though, FC United, but they have it just at the moment with Donoghue. Donoghue surrounded. Potts now under pressure. Look at this from Curzon again and again and again. Potts looking fed up, because I think they just need more time. In the end, they win a throw.
He's got no pressure. He's just got pressure on the ball all the time, doesn't he? He hasn't got time to settle or make that telling pass.
So O'Halloran now keeping the ball infield on the left-hand side. Plays it back to Wallen, who's dropped very deep. Plays it back to Lynch. Lynch left-footed pass out to the left-hand side to O'Halloran. O'Halloran threads it through nicely. Simo's back to goal. Always an outlet is the number seven. And that's played now. Now then, a battle for Pierce, but to try and get to that ball, but it was Mason who got there first. Sandwich and chips for VIP summariser to my right. Got a big rider
Listen, James, you know they look after me, don't they?
I know, a large and really extensive rider supplied by Mr. Rasool's representatives before each game. And meanwhile, header out of play on the left-hand side by Caleb Richards. Down the line it goes. O'Halloran. FC there just about keeping possession there. Willoughby plays it back now. Now it's Potts. Potts plays a short, simple ball to the left-hand side. And now it's Wallen. Simos tries to play it infield, but there's too much on that. And FC, they'll have it back. And we have about 2 minutes to go to half-time. Maybe a little bit of added, but not much. But a fairly free-flowing affair. And FC, I think, very pleased to go in 1-0 up here because they've been under a little bit of pressure from Curzon. And Curzon now have it right-hand side towards the corner flag. Winning a throw-in. Curzon now anxious to try and get an equaliser.
Yeah, I think FC need half-time. to start stamping their authority on this game because, I've got to be honest, you know, other than the first 10 minutes or so where FC were in it and around it, Curzon have dictated the play completely, you know, for the last, say, you know, 30 minutes or so.
Guest, just outside the 18-yard box of FC, with pressing their peers there, dropping deep and doing defensive duties. It's back on the halfway line. O'Leary tries to thread it through. O'Leary. And that's spread out to the right-hand side. Hunt, decent looking diagonal ball. Brook there, he's just offside. Good idea from Hunt. We head towards half time. Moving to the end of the 45th minute. Now, Senior under a little bit of pressure. Keeps the ball in play just about, but McJanet mops up. Curzon have it. Crankshaw under pressure from Senior. Back to McJanet as FC press. They're trying to give Curzon a taste of their own medicine. Now, Cameron Mason's clearance. Kept in play by Morton. Wallen wins it well. Now FC have Simo's space in front of him, left-hand side. Brings it infield. Now FC can they... Oh, Simo's beautiful, but can't beat the second man. Hunt there standing firm. And Curzon rather clear their lines. Throw into... to FC, and FC in no hurry to take this one. I'd probably like to fashion maybe one more chance.
And we've got 1 minute overtime.
Yeah, and we're into that minute. Caleb Richards, I'd like to see FC try and make something of this. Richards over the throw-in down the line, and Pierce tries to get on the end of it, but Curzon concede a throw-in. And the ball is where FC want it to be, in the Curzon half. And a throw-in to the home side. Caleb Richards, throw-in. Again, it's down that left-hand touchline. Piers battling away.
Well done.
But well shepherded out there, well defended.
Yes.
By Morton. Now, have Curzon got time to get the ball down the other end of the field and try and fashion a very late equaliser in this first half?
I think that might be just beyond them, to be honest, but definitely
Wallen
been
wins
in this
the
game.
Header well.
Well done.
And now they, and that's halfway
yep.
through, and FC with a 1-0 lead came from Wallen from a corner, second minute, fine header. Since then, Curzon probably having the better of the play, very full of pressing. But a few brief thoughts from you, Roy, before we hand over.
Yeah, I just feel that FC made the most of that opportunity, grabbed the chance, the 1-0 up, obviously. But Curzon have quite impressed me in the way they've applied themselves in this game and worked so hard, pressed, created one or two opportunities. My feelings are, right, you know, with the crosses that have gone in the box, if they'd have had someone operating on the back post area, then Curzon could have scored a couple of goals, you know, at this end of, you know, in this game. But FC are winning 1-0, and hopefully they carry that on and gain the 3 points as well.
Well, thank you very much, Roy. So it really is an absorbing contest, though. And we'll be back with you in 15 minutes, Roy and myself. But in the meantime, We'll hear from the FC United Eminence Grise, giving their point of view on the game. And we leave you here with the scoreline of FC United 1, Curzon Ashton 0 here at half-time.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much-needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinnie.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost Drive today. Thank you.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United 1-0 up here against Curzon Ashton. Woodzo's with us. Stato Paul is with us at half time. And come to you first, Woodzo.
Where's my butty and chips?
Where's your butty and chips?
Yeah.
What is this?
Well,
mince pies? I'll
have one of them in a minute. Anyway, go on, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, back to this game. Straight out of the blocks, 90, I think it was a 70-odd seconds, Paul, I think is the right time.
94, this one.
94, oh, okay, yeah. Nearly right.
72 was the quickest. That was Donoghue against Cone.
So the second quickest of the season thus far. And the Wallens have been in touch all the way from Australia. Come on, FC, awake and cheering at 2 a.m. And a great goal from Josh Wallen.
It was a cracking header.
It was. However, there was only a couple more chances we created. Everything else has just been pressing from Curzon, and them being slightly unlucky, I think, not to get ahead on a ball or two in the box.
Yeah, I mean, what I said to you before the game was from his Pracy of last week's game about no point in being the best team if the other team is better at scoring the goal. I mean, I think we've been the best team today, but we've actually managed to get the goal as opposed to last week, where it was all nice and lovely and well played, but we didn't actually trouble the scorers. So we have done this week. Let them off a little bit, because if you score it in the first couple of minutes, you expect them to go and maybe get a couple of more in the half, at least one more. I thought we were unlucky. I didn't think Willoughby was offside when he played it, when he was played through. Piers had the one-on-one. It's a good save. He should score, but it's a good save. Beyond that, it's been a bit stodgy from both teams, really.
I think I said to you off mic, Paul, about Piers being one-on-one with a goalkeeper. Doesn't convert that many, does he? He's had a few where he's been one-on-one and the goalkeeper saved it. Am I being a bit harsh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I suppose you've got to give credit to the keeper on that one.
It was a good save down to his feet, wasn't it?
What I felt today is that we've not played as well out of the press in the first half, and Potts is being outgunned in the middle of the pitch, which is rare.
I'm not sure. I think he's done it. You've just mentioned his family, so I'm going to be careful. I think his mates. He's off the pace.
Wallen?
Yeah, I think he's off the pace again.
Is he off the pace, or is Ashton just doing well?
A little bit of both. I mean, when I say he's off the pace, yeah, that's slightly harsh. What I would say is, a couple of times.
Done that plate for you, mince pie?
Yeah, well, there's no chips and butties left on it. It's got a good goal, so you've got to give him credit for that. It's a good header.
By the way, you can't have free food. Carry on.
Evidently.
Carry on.
Seems that way.
Unless you're a registered charity.
or an actor. Yeah, I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah.
In midfield.
He's just got caught a couple of times. But, I mean, yeah, like you say, probably both of them have, to be fair. You know, I mean, Wallen got his pocket picked near the box, which would almost let them in.
Which also brings us to the fact that we've been the architects of some of our own problems.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Losing possession in our own half.
He's far from the only player. And that's not to say he's had a bad game. He's not. But I think you're probably right with the midfield, to be honest with you, that they are pressing us really well. You know, maybe against a better team, we may have, you know, like you say, they may have created more chances. I don't think we've really been under much trouble in our own box, really.
I think they've created the better the chances. They're just not. Allenson's not made a save.
Well, there you are, then. You've got your own point.
No, but they have created
some
good openings.
There was a good cross which they drilled in, which eluded everybody.
By the way, you're a bit closer to their penalty area in that first half. Was it offside?
I didn't think he was offside when he received the ball. Never mind when he played it. I thought it was fine.
Okay. Another one to look out for.
So,
the other thing I'd just like to mention, and it's O'Halloran. I hate to bring this up at half time with 45 minutes left to play, because you can see a mile off what's about to happen. He hasn't had a yellow card all season, and he's having another good game today.
He's had a good game again today. Yeah, that's
nailed it, hasn't
yeah,
it?
That's nailed
I'm
it.
Sorry, everyone.
He doesn't make Lynch style challenges. That's why he doesn't get yellow cards.
Yeah, you might be right there. Actually, he doesn't dive in a lot. One thing that's been noticed by people who've been sat around us, Joel Senior, he's playing a lot of backwards passes more than he normally does. He's defaulted a little bit to get the ball, but look who's behind him.
Is that not because every time we put the ball towards that's the edge of their penalty area, their defence is pouncing?
What I said is there's not a lot right in front of him. I mean, a lot of times Neil's been shouting at Elliot a lot of times during the first half. You probably can't hear him much up here. So maybe he swapped him and put Donny over. Maybe they've not been in the right positions often enough that Senior's got something to play up the line to. Yeah, yeah.
Just to add as well, we've said this a number of times in the last few weeks. It's all very well and good being 1-0 up and being the best team after 45 minutes. What's going to happen in the second half, everyone? Is 1-0 going to be enough?
It's not the first time this season we've led at half-time at home and failed to convert a win.
No.
Against another Ashton club, I believe.
Ooh. And of course, the danger signs are the first 15 minutes, as we
all know.
Nearly every week.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Who wants to take the turn this week? Shall I do it again?
Go on.
FC United have not scored at all this season in a competitive game of football between the minutes of 45 and 60. You could say it next week, Woods, all right?
We've conceded a lot, though, haven't we?
Yeah, that's more relevant.
Yeah.
If we can get to the hour mark still ahead, then you begin to fancy us a bit more.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. I agree.
Any closing thoughts, Woodsell, before you leave?
I just thought we...
No, go on.
I was saying, you know, I do think that we have let them off a little bit by scoring early. And I said, you know, because I was thinking before, even before we scored, that was not, what, 90-odd second. You know, we had all the play down. We were on the front foot straight away. And you're thinking, we'll get something out of this. You know, we should win this game fairly comfortably. You score early, you definitely think so then. And then we've just let him off a little bit.
I think Curzon are always an athletic side. That if you step off the pace, they can hurt you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do come at you.
They are playing for places with a new manager as well. So you've got that. They may put a little bit extra into a couple of challenges and a bit more running just to try and impress the new fella to get a place next week. So.
Well,
yeah,
Woodsell, thank you for joining us. What you got any plans for tonight? So FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com. You lovely
apparently not
people the armchair armor. Paul, just before we hand back over to our commentary team for the second half, a fair and balanced commentary team, what's your fair and balanced assessment of the half time?
Well, I think the first half we've not had it all our own way. In the last three games that we've lost, we've had a lot more possession than today, but on the flip side we are ahead, which we've not been in all those three games. We were leading at Hereford, weren't we, at half time. So, you know, the second half is an area we've not done well in this season in terms of scoring goals and getting results. That's obviously got to change, and this afternoon is a good opportunity with a one goal lead.
Just to let everyone know as well, I've just lost my trail of thought as I'm just blinded by those neon kits, but I'll come back to that in a second. James is with us back in position. James, how was half time for you?
It was lovely. I had a, shared some sandwiches and a few chips with Roy and a mince pie.
Yeah.
It's got into the festive mood.
Lovely.
Had a few nice chats with folk.
Lovely. The teams are now back out. Just to remind, FC United attacking the Lightbound Road in the second half due to failing to lose the toss. Could that be an omen? And just a reminder of that stat one last time, and I'm sure this will be the last time of this season I mention it. FC United have not scored in a competitive game between the minutes of 45 and 60 all season. And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for the second half. It's Roy Sewell, but first is James Quinn.
Yes, thank you very much indeed, Ben, and for all your half-time thoughts. Interesting assignment ahead here for FC United as we get ready for this second half. And it's Rowney, the man who stood over the ball, and he plays it back to Ali. And now back to Morton, who in turn back to Hunt, who spreads it out to the right-hand side. And FC United with a one-goal lead. Curzon, though, with more of the initiative of the play as the first half wore on. So it's Cameron Mason spreads it out to Hunt, and the lineups I'll give you in a second. Just a reminder, and the ball is with Lynch, who hoofs this deep into the opposing territory, and that's played back now to Cameron Mason. Lineup for FC United: Allinson Senior, Richards, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts, Simoes, Wallen, Piers, Willoughby, Donoghue. And tackle on the far side there by Senior, but he was sold short there with the return ball. And O'Halloran gets ahead on that. And now it's Morton, tall figure on the right flank of defence, plays it forward there to Rowney. And trying to be far too clever there. I think it was... It was Rowney who made the mistake. Pass from Guest. And now FC, though, again, under pressure, in possession, deep inside their own half. Good work from Donoghue there, under pressure from three neon shirts. And that's played for Willoughby now, still midway inside his own half, and loses possession. Ali, square ball. Crankshaw with a real chance here, and he puts it wide. Well, FC United... had this record that Ben was talking about earlier, never having scored this season in the first quarter of an hour of the second half, and but conceding the most goals too. Now there's going to be a change immediately here. There's going to be Chris Sharp, well, he's been spoken of as a kind of a plan B, but it looks as though Simoes is actually limping. So that maybe the thought was, let's see whether you can run this off, whatever it is, and he's not been able to. Now, that will mean couldn't be more of a contrast between the big target man, Sharp, and the velvety skills of Simo. So it'll be interesting to see. Piers probably maybe pushed slightly to the right. Sharp straight, it looks like, into a centre-forward role. Tall figure.
And it makes you think whether or not, you know, they might go a little bit longer as well, to be honest. We'll see. Only time will tell.
So... FC United 1, Curzon Ashton 0.
That's our 43rd used player this season.
Thank you for that.
Used?
Yep,
43. Not a new one?
Not a new one.
Oh, he's a used one.
So we've got one more for four teams worth, basically. So as Curzon have the ball on the halfway line, as they look for this equaliser early in the second half, Morton under pressure. Good work there. Willoughby sticking to his task, but Morton sticking to his task. Plays it back. Ali, square ball, taken on the volley by McJanet rather ambitiously there, couldn't control it, throwing FC United round about the halfway line.
Yeah, you could tell Mark was a little bit upset there. He felt that the ball should have been played in front of him rather than to him, so that he could actually make some groundage up this line.
That's Potts and the Senior battling there, but Curzon back in possession. Down the line is McJanet. That's going to go out for a goal kick to FC United. It'll be interesting to observe, will it not, Roy, just whether FC are more alert to this pressing game of the visitors, distributing the play quicker, just being a bit more streetwise about getting distributing the ball more quickly.
Yeah, they have to be more consistent in what they do. You know, it's okay doing it in sticks and starts, but they've got to do it consistently. And to be honest, that's what Curzon's done. You know, they've applied themselves consistently throughout the 45 minutes, but the fortune fell for FC United, you know, with the scoring of the goal.
Good tackle there by Wallen, the goal scorer. Well, the ball is out on the left-hand side with Donoghue teasing. Plays it back now to Caleb Richards. Richards there to Wallen. Wallen now, Willoughby comes deep to get this one, but he can't hold on to possession there. But
well done.
Wallen tries to help, but can't do so. Now they're streaming forward. Great diagonal ball now. And Rowney there, well, wins a corner in the end. It was a really good through ball. Beautiful diagonal pass. Tried to bring it infield, and it was Caleb Richards who snuffed out the danger for the moment, but it is a corner.
It was a great ball inside the fullback, weren't it, to be honest?
It was.
And Caleb, you know, readjusted himself more than anything. But what I will say is, what a good ball. And if Rowney, rather than trying to take it across, which is a good thing, a defender, had gone straight for goal, he might have been in with a shot.
Short corner. And now it's Guest. Plays it infield. Crankshaw now into the box. Right hand side. Can he get a cross in? He can win a corner. As Curzon try and crank up the pressure. He'll pardon the pun. FC United.
1645 today's attendance.
Well, maybe a little bit disappointing, but it is the time of year.
You see, have a look how they're all set there. No one watching that back post.
And FC there. Trying to intervene, it was Donoghue, but it's low cross in. And that could have gone anywhere. It hit the back of a Curzon player. It was put in, driven in, and just nobody able to just get ahead on it just to finish the job. FC getting away with one there.
I think the deflection off the back of the Curzon player put it behind Brooks, who was diving in for the header.
Goal kick. FC 1, Curzon Ashton 0. Can FC just get a bit of control of this game for a little period? Just get the foot on the ball, take some of the heat out of it. Here's Donoghue battling away, but commits a foul there. An ambitious attempt to challenge Morton from the side, and they've a tussle. And he's just going to have a word, I think, with FC's number 11, Michael Donoghue, is the referee. Sturfus, and a bit of handbags, I think, from the two number 11s there. And the referee just wisely just having a quiet word there and no more. Free kick taken. Morton plays a nice looking ball into the centre. It's headed down, and it again, as it so often does, falls to a Curzon player. Threaded through, but Lynch can get rid of this one. Well, that's just about all he can do. Willoughby will pursue, but O'Leary mops up. And it will be.
Yes, they're giving free kick. Silly free kicks away here, you know, FC. They don't need to invite more pressure on themselves, because, to be honest, Curzon again have started on the front foot, haven't they, James? You know
indeed.
What I mean?
Indeed, and it's a free kick left-hand side. Really nice position. Well, it's about seven neon-shirted bodies forward for the visitors here. Can they get ahead on the end of this one? In it comes. Nice looking ball. But it's well defended. I think it was sharp, in fact. The substitute back doing the needful. And it goes all the way back into Curzon territory. And Willoughby tries to put some pressure on Cameron Mason. Delivers it quickly. Morton plays a long ball forward. Volleyed there. O'Halloran keeps it in play. Pierce can't quite control it. And now it's Ali. Good turn. Excellent work from him, the number eight now, streaming forward. Pass isn't on the money, though, and FC, when every time they clear it, they can't hold on to possession. Another wave comes forward from Curzon Ashton. They pursue this equaliser.
They look really comfortable on the ball as well, James, don't they, you know, as individuals, but also as a unit.
Morton through ball on the turn there, battling away there. O'Halloran strong. But still, Ali picks it up for Curzon, about 35 yards out. Back to goal. Left-hand side. Oh, and being allowed to come in field there was Cameron McJanet, but he made a real hash of the shot. And that's exactly what FC needed. Just a wasteful attempt from Curzon, and chance for them just to take 30 seconds, get their breath back, and maybe string a few passes together.
Alfreton 1, Spennymoor 5.
Oh!
Spennymoor on the fringes of the promotion race, and very useful outfit.
I think that'll be a score draw, then.
I think you can get good odds for that if you want to put a tenner on. Whistle over there. And
ball not out of the area.
Thank you. Good to have a good football man beside me. A goal kick. Second attempt. And it comes. Wallen heads it on. Pierce tries to win it. And the ball breaks for Donoghue. And again, that was good defending from Hunt. Really did see exactly what was going to happen there and snuffed out any danger.
What good play that is. Well done.
Cameron Mason with the clearance. As Curzon try and keep it in play, and that's happened successfully. O'Leary. Janet. And good challenging there from Wallen and Crankshaw, but now Balder has the ball. Nice ball from him. Good creative work from Curzon again.
Well done.
And now Hunt leaves it for Rowney, now at 35 yards out. Rowney back to Hunt, round about the halfway line. The Curzon skipper plays a nice ball through, a little bit of space there, but the pass goes awry and there's an offside.
Yeah,
anyway, and a little bit of a hand in the high foot in the face there,
yeah.
But nothing intentional there, and very graciously there, Ryan Brook making sure his man who, I think it was Kay, was it Caleb Richards?
Caleb Richards, yeah. To be honest, he saw to him straight away, didn't he? You know what I mean? He stopped and helped the lad.
Yeah.
So
good to see. And it will be a free kick for offside.
That's most probably a welcome to the Northern Conference.
This is,
Caleb,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is how we do.
Yeah.
Now then. Ellinson. And that's well won there. Amandingly at the back by Hunt. Oh, Halloran with some defending to do, but there's something gone on.
Yeah, he held him. Yeah.
Free kick to Curzon at 10 yards inside their own half.
Pierce holding back Hunt there, after the ball had been cleared, and the referee rightly brought it back when Curzon lost possession of the ball because of it.
Allen, Cameron Mason, is it forward to Hunt? He's had a fine game, the skipper, as Ali almost gets himself into trouble. And Hunt has to play it back to Mason, who clears out to the left-hand side, and the ball goes out for a throw into FC United. And it's thrown back to Lynch.
Pressed.
Yes, again, all over him is Rowney, and in the end, Lynch with some defending to do, and he has to give away a throw-in. Well, can't praise Curzon enough for their pressing game, and they continue to look the better team even though they got trailed by a goal to nil. Lynch gets an important foot in there. Now it's Willoughby under pressure, has to play it back to Allinson, and that goes out for a throw, and I think we can take it as red, really, every time we mention FC player's name, that they'll be under pressure with the ball. Morton just inside FC territory, right hand side, throw in. Right. Back now to Morton. No wayward pass. Good work from O'Halloran. He thinks about breaking forward. But FC can't quite keep the momentum going, but they still have possession deep in their own half. And O'Halloran's dreams of a Beckenbauer style breakaway are snuffed out for the moment. And that comes down now. Pierce, 30 yards out. Can he time a pass well here? That's good defending from Morton.
Yeah.
Really did get his body in the way there of Willoughby. And that will be a throw in to Curzon back around about the halfway line.
Yeah. FC gained possession there off a poor pass off Curzon, and Morton just eased Willoughby straight off the ball, nice and smooth, to snuff out any sort of danger.
On the turn, it's set. FC. Now it's 30 yards out. It's Rowney. It's Curzon Ashton. I beg your pardon. Now, oh, takes it. Crankshaw takes it to the byline. Still in play. Oh, and does a Cruyff turn? Can FC get rid of this? They get in the way there as Guest tried a shot, but wouldn't quite say FC are clinging on here. But it's moving in that direction at the moment.
Great football by Crankshaw to set up Joe Guest on his favoured left foot and got deflected
Crossing
away
from Balder, far post, but beats everyone. Yes. Is there anything specifically FC should be doing to arrest the momentum of this game?
Seriously, they need to up the work rate and match, you know, what's being put against them. It's easy to say that because what I would say is that the better team in possession of the ball and the way they keep it is Curzon Ashton. FC need to attain that sort of magnetism for the ball to be able to keep it and then press when they haven't got it. And I think Curzon have the better advantage of that.
What I would add as well is that I think both back lines have been pretty effective today. And although Curzon have had a lot of the ball and looked dangerous on the fringes, they haven't really created any clear-cut chances. And so far, the defences on both ends of the field have been pretty disciplined.
They have, but again, I feel that Curzon's defence is a little bit more happy in possession of the ball, even though they get pressed now and again, and I say now and again, whereas FC's, you know, although they've coped with a lot, they don't look comfortable in possession of the ball, and under pressure they do panic a little bit.
Now there's McJanet on the left hand side, and there's a chance to put a cross in here for Curzon. Floating. Ooh. Oh, and it's forced to guess. Now it's Rowney with a chance, and somebody gets in the way. I tell you something, what a chance for Guest.
Oh.
Well, I just said, kiss of death commentary, that clear-cut chances haven't been created. Well, there was one there, and FC get away with it.
I think the blocking player for FC was Caleb Richards. Came to Guest at the back post there. He'd done a great header, you know. It was a superb cross into the box. But Caleb blocked it with his head.
And that's offside against Curzon.
He was in the right place at the right time, end of story. A lot of fortune going for FC at this moment in time.
But can, if they weather the storm, can they then hit Curzon with a sucker punch?
That needs to be seen. I think at this moment in time I'd just keep ourselves nice and tight, compact, and just do our jobs, you know, quickly and easily.
Now then, Potts. Well, a nice interplay there in the centre of the field. It's Donoghue got involved as well. Now right hand side is Senior, halfway line. Can FC just keep stringing a few passes together, take a little bit of control of this football match?
Yeah, I don't think they need to stretch themselves too much though, because at the end of the day, you know, they don't have to chase a result that they're already winning.
Oh, that's good work from Donoghue. Piers back to Donoghue, and on the edge of the box he's battling for that ball, and it's going to spin out to Senior, right hand side. Senior brings it onto his left foot. Senior with a shot, wins a corner. Well, we saw a free kick from Senior a few weeks ago which opened our eyes to what a good player of a ball he is, and that was with his left foot. Now there's going to be another substitution for FC United imminently. I think it may be Bannister, but we'll confirm.
Yeah, he didn't, to be honest, once he cut inside on his left foot, he didn't have any real conviction, you know, in his execution. And I think it knocked that pigeon out of the stand there.
Well, he won a corner as well, so chance now for FC to apply some pressure. And the big man Sharp, what could he do? In comes this cross. It's floated invitingly high. Sharp gets on it, but he can't control it. Wallen does well to pursue the ball to past the far post, plays it back there for Caleb Richards, who's running ever so well there. He's got the ball, he plays it in, far post, and it's
offside.
Well, there's lots of handball, but there's an offside which is going to supersede all the other screams.
He was offside from a hand from their player. It was a handball, he tried to punch it.
To be honest, it was brave of the keeper, because the feet were flying in and around there, you know, at one point. We have a substitution here, James.
Banniston with the number 15 shirt, and he will replace number 11. Donnie, I think he's looked pretty decent today.
It's Ryan White, not Banniston.
All right, so we have, I do beg your pardon, I apologise to both families. It is Ryan White wearing number 15.
Can we apologise to Alfreton as well? They're 6-1 down now against Spennymoor.
So that score draw now becoming that tenner you put on there.
I put 100 quid on that as well. I thought it's 6-1. If that comes off now.
Yeah, big arm round Donoghue there from the manager.
Yeah, he's worked hard. Everybody's worked hard on this field, but Curzon just looked the better team.
But they still, the visitors, Curzon trail by a goal to nil. That second minute goal by Josh Wallen. What hasn't been evident yet is a use of Sharp, as a kind of a target man. But anyway.
Well, he's not had the opportunity, has he? Because Curzon have been in possession of the ball for so longer periods.
So Curzon have it, left hand side. Curzon only with 49% of possession over the course of the game, so. Hasn't been a sort of long term, but good work from Morton, good recovery after he slipped, and he beats a clump of three men there, but FC outnumber him in the end. Now, Wallen. Wallen under pressure. Fears under pressure. Does well. That's Potts. And now Lynch spreads it out right hand side. Senior. Back to Lynch, and FC doing a good job of keeping possession in the face of that pressing game from Curzon. Rather a vertical clearance, I should say. And FC now have it, though, in the centre of the field. Banniston spreads it out left-hand side. Caleb Richards having a decent game here. Really wanted an overlap, I think, for Banniston, who just stood still after he passed the ball. And Caleb Richards wins a throw-in.
It should have been an FC Richards throw-in, yeah, definitely.
Seemed to come off the Curzon player. Balder now down the right flank, but he gives it away. Richards now. Now it's Sharp, back to Wallen, quick ball there to Banniston. Oh, Banniston, White, I'm so sorry. Gavin Wyatt now loses possession. Oh, that's a nice swing ball from Brooke there. Oh, and a great bit of work from Lynch. The danger not quite clear yet, but it is now. Now it's O'Halloran. That's intended there for Willoughby. Willoughby, can he keep this ball in play right-hand side? Yes, he can. Takes it to the byline. He's got McJanet for company. McJanet did well there.
McJanet did excellent, to be honest. He waited for Willoughby to actually touch the ball past him, and then he just went up a couple of gears there and put his body across him, eased him out of the way. Willoughby put his body through the back of him and shunted him right into the sidings, but nobody's hurt, and Curzon look as though they're going to make a substitution shortly as well.
And it is number 16, Luke Wall. And as White loses possession, but FC will regain it. Senior over halfway. FC streaming forward here. Well, he just got a bit, almost got into two minds there, Senior, after doing well, but he gets the ball back. Good tackle, is it? No, it isn't. Well, Potts went in with a strong challenge there, and he's hurt himself, like he's limping gingerly. And he goes down on his haunches, and there's a player surrounding of the referee going on.
Right, that wasn't a strong challenge, was it?
I didn't feel it was a strong challenge, but to be honest, the surface is
a little
bit.
Oh, it's a red
card? Surface is a little bit soft.
He's sent.
He has.
A Curzon player, that is, by the way, in case you're worried.
Looks like the number 10, Crenshaw.
Has he given the foul the other way, then?
Well, let's just.
Number 6 has gone off. Red card.
Right, Mohamed Ali. Yes.
I mean, it was more 60-40 in favour of Potts, which is why I was like, that's not a strong challenge, but
straight down the tunnel. No protest.
To be honest, with the surface being as soft as what it is, He might have gone over on his ankle as well, you know, at the same time. It's, you don't know what sort of position the referee was in, and he may have seen it in a different light. He may have felt that he went over the ball.
And credit to Potts, because he got to his feet and tried to stay on his feet, but obviously couldn't. He didn't try and make a meal of it or anything like that. So I think that's quite tough, you know, on Ali because of the surface. And but as you say, Roy, we're quite a long way away from it here. So if the referee thought saw dangerous play, that's it. And what a blow.
Just a reminder, the last time we played Curzon, both teams finished the match with 10 men.
Right.
Well, Luke Wall, a tall figure, and it looks as though they'll be supplying their own target man now. It's number 11, Rowney, who's had a good game.
He's had a competent game. I mean, Chris Rowney's he's a competent young footballer. He was at Oldham Athletic, you know, as a YT, and came along and, you know, I've always been quite impressed with him. Yeah, I feel this is one of his quieter games, though, I've got to say that.
So, now they have all the 10 men of Curzon now bringing it forward. FC have got to be careful here. And be interesting to see how this unfolds now, because Curzon had the initiative in this game.
Another stat from Dictionary Corner, that's the first red card for an opponent of FC United this season.
Right.
Lord Allenson's clearance goes a bit vertical. Waller nods it on. It's picked up by Sharp. Sharp tries to flick it clear, but the ball comes back to Waller, who plays it back to Lynch. Lynch and FC can take the time now. They can try and exhaust Curzon. Shouts of attack from the FC faithful, but that's just part of the equation from an FC point of view. From this moment on, Sharp gets the header and nods it on nicely. Good work from Willoughby into the Willoughby. Now he's on the edge of the box. He's taking it to the left hand side. He tries a left hand shot, and Ryan White was a corner ball, but Ryan White looks at Willoughby and said, with his arms outstretched, and said, "Surely a pass inside."
Yeah. The thing is, though, what I will say is, on the substitution for Curzon, they could have changed it, but they've stayed pretty positive in the fact that they kept the same substitution for the, you know, for bringing him on, and you know, maybe they think it's an attacking move for them.
So Ryan White with this left-footed outswinger, and it's won by a Curzon head. Potts nods it back into the danger zone. It's still not clear. Oh my goodness me, Willoughby. The ball went up in the air. It was two players went up for it, came off no one in particular, fell to Willoughby and rather rushed it and made a hash of what was a golden opportunity.
It was a golden opportunity. I'll tell you what, he snatched at it there, but to be honest, when I first saw it, I thought he might have been offside.
But no flag.
No flag.
Now, White. Square ball in field. Wallen. Now it's Potts. He's worked very hard in the centre field today. Out to Senior. Back to Potts. First time ball. Oh, that's nice. Now it's Piers. And it's square out to right hand side. Now can FC do something from the right hand side? Side netting, Willoughby. Well, Willoughby's had a couple of chances. Corner ball. Well, it's a save.
It is a corner ball. And to be honest, I mean, when you get opportunities like that, and he hasn't had that many, you need to strike the ball across the goal and not go for these silly narrow angles that goalkeepers should customarily cover.
Now then, White again, right hand side, left footed, in swinging corner, near post, and it's a corner ball again. It was Piers going up for it, but it was a Curzon head that put it out of play. And this is just what FC want now, a bit of pressure on Curzon, take the pressure off their own back line, and that'll be another corner now. Two arms in the air from White, plays it back now to Senior, low cross in, but it's easily dealt with, not the smartest bit of football, and now all of a sudden it's Curzon streaming forward now, 3-on-3, and that's a guess, but good work. I think that was Senior, who came back. Well, he's been tackled though, and he's got a free kick given away by FC United. And well, FC Senior, should he have dealt with that a bit more decisively, having got to the ball?
He's done a great job in intercepting the through ball. He's brought it out into a wide area and just snatched at the ball. Why not just pass it into the space and go after it yourself? You know, he doesn't need to swing a foot from around the back of his ear hole. He just needs to pass an intelligent ball to himself.
Now this is a very dangerous position now. Curzon Ashton with a free kick as they look for this equaliser. We've played 74 minutes here, and Curzon, it's floated in by Guest. It's a nice one, but it's an FC head that gets in on it, but it will be throw in, a corner ball on the far side.
It is a good clearing header there from Sharp, good defensive header.
Well, Sharp has probably been brought on to do some attacking heading, but to be honest, he's actually proved himself very useful at the other end of the field. But it's a corner ball. Curzon Ashton still in the hunt to make it 1-1. Floating, inviting, crossing, and
corner ball.
And that was another corner.
And you're talking about, you know, in the hunt. Hunt yeah. nearly got onto the end of it.
He did.
It's only a good hand by Allinson that actually kept the ball off his head.
FC United 1, Curzon Ashton 0. And FC under the cosh from the 10 men of Curzon Ashton. Third consecutive corner. In it comes, near post. Doesn't beat the first man. It's a poor one this time. Now, Ryan White plays it forward. There. This is for Willoughby to chase. That Curzon cut it out, but it will be a throw in to FC. Just inside Curzon territory. And FC... now a throw in there. White flicks it nicely. Piers nicely. 30 yards out is Piers, but he's kind of going on going nowhere in particular. But the ball, he's tackled, but the ball will fall for Senior. Senior plays it back. Wallen, nice bit of space for Potts now, but he hits a heavy touch and keeps onto the ball. Through ball. Ball in play surely now for Willoughby. 2-0.
Yeah, they needed that. Willoughby. Great through ball off Potts into Willoughby's stride. He never even broke it. He just waited for the ball to settle, saw the keeper, and then smacked it in at the left-hand side of the goalkeeper's left hand.
And a little interesting precursor to that was that Potts had a bit of space. He gave a heavy touch. The Curzon player did get a foot on the ball, but it bounced back off Potts' shin, so Potts regained possession. And then put in a perfectly timed pass.
Yeah, it was a great pass. And maybe that little bit of, shall we say, tippy-tap that caused him to regain possession put them out of position. Just Willoughby to find himself on his own, but FC needed that.
Yeah, perfectly timed pass, perfectly timed run as well. Willoughby missed a couple of chances, but he hasn't let it get to him. And when the golden opportunity came, he put it away. 2-0 FC United now. We've got, 14 minutes to go. And Curzon down to 10 men. They're really against it. They'll feel, they'll look back on this game and have a lot of questions, I'm sure. But anyway, there's still 14 minutes to go. And FC with a lot of work still to do to see this one out. Now it's Caleb Richards bringing it forward.
Well done.
Now it's Piers. Piers back to Senior. Back to Lynch. Ooh, it was a poor ball from Lynch. Guess where the shot goes over the bar, but that's so careless. And the last thing FC United want to be doing, having got the 2-goal lead, is giving the ball away in their own half and giving Curzon the opportunity to get back into it.
Well, they definitely don't want to give them any sort of encouragement, do they? You know, so keep doing the simple things good. And like I've said to you, you know, when they were 1-0, the thing is, you don't have to chase a game you've already won. Just keep yourself nice, tight, and compact.
But the rain streaming down now, yeah. Gusty as well, as White flicks it forward. Now it's Caleb Richards back to Potts there, nice ball right hand side, oh beautiful, and Willoughby again now tries to put it, but no one was in there. That's disappointing. Excellent work from Potts and a good work too from Willoughby. FC perhaps on the back foot a bit with a 2-0 lead. O'Halloran at the other end of the field. Lynch volleys it out to the left hand side, kept in by Crankshaw, the ever willing number 10 for Curzon. And he brings it infield. Square ball infield now. Now Guest will try left foot shot, will he? No, decides to flick it out. It was a foul.
Yeah.
No.
You know, FC gives some silly free kicks away, you know, around the edge of the box. And the needless. All you have to do is, like I say, just track your runner. Stay on goal side of him and just keep on your feet.
And you'd have to say that FC United, over the years really, tend not to make it easy for themselves.
No, they don't.
So why see out a game, a comfortable 2-0 win, when you can create drama in front of your own 18-yard box? So another substitution for Curzon, and it's the ball is off, and Mason Fawns enters the fray, and it will be a free kick though. It'll be about 25 yards out. It's a lovely position, and four in the wall, I think, for FC United. Or is it five? I think it's four. And
four in the wall, and
yeah, one nearby. Here we go. Here comes a free kick. Oh, it's a low one. Ooh. Ooh, and it's just wide. It was, I think it was a corner.
Took a deflection.
Oh, goodness me. And some bit of an inquest going on between the Curzon players. I'm quite sure what that's about. Maybe some little bit of trickery that didn't go to plan. But here comes the corner. And it goes. Nodded away. It falls. And Allinson with a save. Yeah. It was a substitute. Luke Wall, who couldn't get enough pace on his shot there. And Allinson saving fairly comfortably.
Yeah, maybe just coming to the game little bit too early for, you know, him to handle that sort of ball.
That was their first shot on target, by the way, lads.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, it does say something for FC's defence that they've managed to reduce the number of minimise the number of opportunities for the visitors. Oh, what a weird ball that was there. Played the centre. Lynch tries to get in there.
Yeah, high ball. High
foot. He goes
that.
Down high foot. I think that'll be a booking.
A little bit of retribution there, but it was a foul by Lynch.
That's what it was. A bit of payback for some earlier incident. It's a booking for Brooke.
Surely it's a Curzon ball. Was it? He blew up for the Curzon foul.
Doesn't look like it. It's a free kick to FC United.
Well, they switched it round then. How can you do that?
So, free kick for FC United. 2-0 the lead. And we have 9 minutes to go. Wallen has it just inside his own half, plays it forward. Ryan White. Now it's O'Halloran. O'Halloran will play the game back. And the ball back to Allinson, who takes a little bit of time. Too much time because he gets charged down. And O'Halloran mops up.
Again.
And wins the goal kick there, but it's a bit too casual there from Allinson.
Come to your man of the match shortly, lads, but it's got to be O'Halloran, hasn't it?
What you need to do is don't want to preempt your choice, lads, but O'Halloran surely man of the match.
Vote Remain in the second referendum, well, and O'Halloran man of the match. Good. That'll clear that up.
I think young Richards has done well at left back.
Yeah,
I think he's unsteady.
I'd have to think about that one. O'Halloran definitely on the short list.
Definitely, yeah.
So as it comes. And now White. White there, trying to throw a turn of speed there. And in the end, McJanet has to clear up. FC United with a throw in far side. 7 minutes to go, Piers. FC United 2 at Curzon Ashton 0.
Come on, spread out.
Oh, nicely. Now, Pierce does well here, takes a shot and goes wide. Well, he had three red shirts in the middle there, but he felt capable. But if you don't work the keeper, that's always disappointing.
Well, at 2-0 up, to be honest, James, he's got a right to have a little pop, especially with the fact that he is a striker and he can score goals.
So Morton, Caleb Richards in the way. Looks at Wall. Well, the other substitute, Fawns, plays it through nicely. Wall's going on the outside, but O'Halloran's got that area covered well. Nice White. Ooh, careless from... Well done, well recovered there from a score of first FC goal, Josh Wallen, having almost given the ball away. FC have it now, halfway line. Sharp comes back, plays it out to Senior. Senior down the line, Willoughby in pursuit of this one. Got it close to the corner flag as Willoughby. I think it's a bit early for corner flag football, but he wins a throw in over there.
Just to let everyone know, Accrington Stanley against Sunderland. Thanks, Scar, for this, by the way. Accrington Stanley against Sunderland has just been abandoned after 65 minutes due to monsoon conditions. They weren't at Accrington Ladies v FC United last week. That was pretty hefty. Anyway.
So a substitution. Niall Cummins comes on. And Bannister is coming on, but Niall Cummings, just to finish my sentence, thank you for my support team, but Niall Cummings has come on for Ryan Brook. So Willoughby, who scored that second goal for FC United and has worked hard today, is leaving the field and is being replaced by Jack Bannister.
You think Bannister's coming on?
It is Bannister.
Are you sure?
Bannister. Okay. Bannister. Bannister. No, Bannister is coming on. Shaw isn't coming on. He's one of the Curzon substitutes.
Right, so it must be Bannister then.
Bannister.
And just slid on the park there.
A few seconds eaten up there. 5 minutes to go. FC still with a 2-0 lead. And the throw comes over. Keeping it out there. Another throw into FC. Ball just where FC want it. Well, we've avoided the monsoon.
Well, to be honest, I mean, we caught for a little bit of it there, you know, at the start of this second half when it just launched itself down. But obviously, up in them there hills, you know, they caught for it a little bit more.
Now, Piers there, shot deflects off a defender but goes straight into the arm of the very grateful Cameron Mason as the visitors try and stream forward, try and get something back here, try and get into this game. The 10 men of Curzon Ashton trailing by 2-0. Fawns now on the halfway line for the neon shirted men. Now the skipper Hunt spreads it out there, right hand side. Morton does well, plays it back there. And that's Fawns there with a decent looking, but great ball in.
Good ball.
And good. Senior did just enough to get his body between the man and the ball there, but it was a lovely pass from Fawns.
Great anticipation off Allenson for coming off his line and just gathering up the ball, you know, to stop any sort of loose ball ending up in his net as well.
So, Allenson taking his time before clearing. Deep, and that's come off an FC head sharp.
Right, a hologram of Ray Winston's just appeared right in front of me and said, "Thanks for the money." Alfreton 1, Spennymoor 7.
I love it.
7. Oh my god, Alfreton, eh? Well, a miserable afternoon there down in Derbyshire or Nottinghamshire, is it, Alfreton?
Derbyshire.
In the East Midlands?
Derbyshire Hills.
And now they're all good work from Caleb Richards. Ooh, oh, and he tried thread one through there. Didn't quite make it. It was a good idea.
Great intention.
As he makes a desperate bid for the Man of the Match award. Now then, still have it. Curzon Ashton out to the left-hand side. He's trying to fashion something, some sort of consolation maybe. Some way of just giving themselves a lifeline. Morton now has it just on the right hand side, plays it over halfway now, back with Hunt. Nice ball through, but Lynch did well, and we'll go out for a throw in to Curzon midway inside FC territory.
Today's Man of the Match, sponsored by North Manchester Sports and Activity Forum, is FC United's number 6, Mike Potts.
Well, that's the view of the match sponsors. He's had a good game, Mike.
He's had a steady game, but he's not been as good as Caleb Richards or Halloran.
We've played 88 minutes, Roy. I think we're getting to that time. So do we have a short list of two? Anybody else to add to our short list other than O'Halloran and Richards? So lots of useful performances. Wallen.
Yeah, he's done steady.
But I think that I would...
He's not done anything that I wouldn't expect him to do, though. You know, that's the thing.
Good way of putting it.
I think if I pick my top three, I'd say it's the two we've mentioned. And maybe the efforts of the goalkeeper, Allison, on occasions, you know, where he's come out and snuffed danger out, and really, you can't sort of point a finger at him in any way, shape or form for anything he's done wrong.
Absolutely. And he has some clearing to do now, which he does. Good work from Bannister. Oh, he loses the ball. Had White to his left there.
Ooh.
Oh, and that's a good on the turn now. As try and sort something out here. On the right hand side is Curzon. Cummins with the ball. And whoa, well.
No right foot.
No. Not that much of a left foot. Morton under pressure, forced out there. Good work.
Well done.
Good industry there from Sharp. He's not had a lot to do in the attacking vein, but as a team member, he's done his.
He's done his bit. He's done his work, and he's kept. To be honest, he's kept the two centre backs quiet, hasn't he? You know, because they were quite influential in the build up play.
And he's pressing
Curzon,
them right
so
at this
he's
very
been
minute.
Working them, hasn't he?
So, Curzon have it left hand side. Square ball. Now it's Hunt. We're moving into the added time. We don't know how much of that is yet, but FC with this 2-0 lead. Curzon down to 10 men. It's spread out to left hand side. Senior can't quite intercept, but it doesn't matter anyway. Well, it comes off him, so it's a throw in.
I'd say we've got a few, maybe, well, 4 minutes.
Four added minutes.
Yeah.
So come on, Roy. O'Halloran or Richards?
O'Halloran, because over the 90 minutes, I think he's done excellent and been very consistent. He's been a buffer.
That's just an attack here from Curzon, but it's Wallen who snuffs it out very effectively, and then the good
great
clearance
ball,
which is picked up by Sharp, who holds it up well and draws the foul. Excellent work there.
He's been a buffer between Curzon's attack and Allinson. He's read situations, he's stuck his head in, you know, where it's needed to be, you know, stuck in, and he's basically done quality in his defending for FC United.
So there's our man of the match, Ben. I don't know whether you agree, Ben, with the man of the match. We've gone for O'Halloran as the man of the match.
Oh, well done. I think that's good.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Might stay in Europe after all.
And now, Pierce tries to get out from his feet there and find a third goal just to put the icing on the cake. And the Potts there nods it back down to O'Halloran, who clears no nonsense back into Curzon territory.
Oh, well done.
We're into the second minute of the four added. There's a good pressing now from FC. They're hurrying their opponents. And good work there from White. Really good to see the way FC are finishing this game. That ball spread out now. Bit of space now for McJanet. He might think about a shot. And spreads it out left-hand side instead. Can Curzon get one back here? Good attendance there from Senior. Has a solid game, I think, on the right-hand side. And that will be. There's a battling to keep that ball in position, which they have done.
Yeah, they have.
Good
yeah.
work there from FC. And now they have it back. Now Hunt coming in over his own halfway, over the halfway line. And there's a free kick now for Curzon. About 20 yards or so out. Nice position. So a bit of defending to do. Otherwise, if Curzon could put one in the net there, they might just have a last hurrah.
It's a bit of, again, a silly, needless foul that could, if the score was just one, could end up in back of FC's net. And it's just silliness.
And how irritating it would be not to keep a clean sheet, but some defending to do. We've played nearly 3 minutes of the added. Four. And just lining up the wall, the four-man wall.
Looks as though he fancies his chances here, doesn't he, Fons?
He does. He does indeed. He played a beautiful through pass before. And here he comes with this free kick. Nice ball.
Ooh.
Well, just not enough. Just too close to the keeper. Nice pace on it. Beat the wall, but... just needed to stretch Allinson a bit more.
Yeah, he needed it up in the top 90s, didn't he, to be honest.
So.
Allinson.
Sharp nods it on. It's for Pierce, but Hunt intervenes, and that's played forward beautifully now. A shot, and it's just gone wide, and that was
corner ball.
Corner ball. Now, who was that?
Can we finish on a flurry?
Sharp. Well, so, corner ball left-hand side. Can FC finish with a third goal? The match is very much in the bag now. We've played the 4 minutes of added. Just play a short corner, and that's it. And FC United with a very, very satisfactory afternoon's work.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.